Rick Bailey's latest collection of essays called The Enjoy Agenda at Home and Abroad is part memoir, part travelogue. Now retired, Bailey taught writing for 38 years at Henry Ford Community College. Stateside's John Freeman has his review.
In the genre of creative nonfiction, Michigan writer Rick Bailey leaves an indelible mark. Bailey's second collection of essays, The Enjoy Agenda, at Home and Abroad, transports us to such disparate places as Shanghai, San Marino, and suburban Detroit. His prose is whimsical and intelligent, conversational yet cultured. He manages to transform the stuff of daily life, contemplating backyard pests, visiting with his wife in their kitchen, getting his blood pressure checked, into occasions for wonder. Critters begins with an innocent notice of a pest control truck stopped at a red light, but the piece quickly veers into a meditation on skin cosmetics when Bailey notices a pimple on his nose in the rearview mirror. If Bailey-esque were an adjective, and it ought to be, this seemingly random shift is a prototypically Bailey-esque move. His prose seems to move at the speed of human perception, making the reader an active participant in the meaning-making. If we reduced critters to a theme, it might be something like the realities of climate change set against the absurdity of human mortality. "I have an idea that earwigs will prevail in the end," Bailey writes. "We'll be gone. The deer and mice and ants will be gone. Benevolent spiders will have gone down the tube. If not earwigs, another prehistoric-looking thing will live on and hang out in our defunct backyard for a few billion years." Classic Americana also shows up often in Bailey's work. In Bring Your Horn, he writes about trying out for the Saginaw, Michigan rock band Amphagus with his friend Doug Anderson, whom he describes thusly: "If ever man and machine were one, it was Doug Anderson and his Firebird." The essay also references the Hammond B3 organ, a 60s classic rock staple, and the band Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What wrests these references from mere nostalgia is Bailey's sardonic voice. He's able to poke fun at his younger self, and he sets rock escapism in sharp relief against the harrowing backdrop of the Vietnam draft. These essays unabashedly highlight life's pleasures, and their cosmopolitan reach, coupled with Bailey's wit, ensure an electric reading experience. In a genre that favors themes of personal trauma and loss, Bailey's celebration of joy is a radical act.
That was writer John Freeman with a review of Rick Bailey's book, The Enjoy Agenda. And we always love hearing from you. What stories are you focused on or issues that you want to hear more about? Just let us know. You can find us on Facebook searching for Michigan Radio. We're on Twitter at Stateside Radio. And as always, go to MichiganRadio.org and click the link that says Stateside.